These are just some of the artists you're going to hear right here live and in person. You need to come on down. Bring all your friends. And, of course, if you've got guests in town, treat them for a little night of jazz on the alley. 7 till 9 right here on Ramcat Alley in downtown Seneca.
Change, change, change.
It's a springtime and summer tradition. It's Jazz on the Alley, downtown Seneca, every Thursday night, 7 till 9. So grab all your friends and come on down. We get started with live outside music and outside dining. It's fun for the whole family. It's absolutely free. And you need to be here in downtown Seneca for a little jazz.
Be sure to visit Your Pie Clemson for their all-new lunch special. Try a custom 7-inch pizza made just the way you like it, hot and fresh out of the oven with a cold drink for only $7.99. Or if you need a little more, try their Pick 2 lunch special, including a 7-inch custom pizza and choice of two sides for only $9.99. That's a pizza and two sides. Choose from a soft drink, side salad, chips, gelato, or brownie for $9.99. Ditch the fast food and choose fresh, Your Pie Fresh, 111 Earl Street, downtown Clemson.
Walt Diptula Road Rage. It's been a very busy day from early this morning. I think we've done a lot of good as a whole today. So we appreciate all of you and your contributions toward Pups for Pops. So thank you very much. Also, we do have a couple items still up for bid. One is a furniture, full furniture piece restoration by Chris Onan at Broken Oak Restoration. We just put that up for bid, and we have a bid of $150 on it. So, really great item. You want to get in on that. If you have a significant piece of furniture that you need professionally restored, you didn't know how, where, when you were going to accomplish it, you could accomplish it today. Again, right now, a bid of $150 is an opening bid on that. And we just opened that. So I'll keep that open until the end of the show, and then we'll close that out. If somebody wants to close that out at a, let's give it buy it now price from Mona 2. I don't know the value of it. I imagine it's pretty significant. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take a close it out now of $400 on it. If you want to close it out, otherwise it'll stay open until the end of the show. And we'll see, what you get it for. Tester wrote me, 423 wrote me 29 minutes ago and wrote me that Bob Odenkirk is relatively well known. Now, I didn't get to respond to it, so 12 minutes later, he wrote me again that Bob Odenkirk is relatively well known.
Well,
the answer is still the same.
That?
Sure. Sure he is. What did you say, Ramona?
I said, who is that?
Okay, well, apparently he's not well known to you or to me, but he's well known, I guess, in his family circle. You know, at Thanksgiving, people in his family identify him. But other than that, I mean, he may be relatively well known to you. I mean, seriously though, just for the sake of it, what does relatively well known mean? So he's also relatively unknown. Is that it? Well, as far as Ramona and I are concerned, he's a complete unknown because I had never seen dude before this movie.
That's like Mark Cohen.
Nobody.
You know, Walking in Memphis guy.
That's right, Walking in Memphis. That was one of my favorite calls ever when Mark Cohen called us to take exception to the fact that we said he was a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
Mark called to argue that he had more than one hit. We, of course, proved him wrong. maybe we should play Walking in Memphis as a dedication to our buddy Mark Cohen. By the way, that's still what he does, you know. That's his whole gig now.
Yeah.
He plays like a one-hour version of Walking in Memphis. That's his whole gig. He's given up on playing everything else. He just plays that. He plays walk, and you know he'll probably wind up calling again now to contest that view too. Rory, how are you?
Walt, I'm fantastic. Fantastic show. First of all, you know, I heard Holiday by the Outlaws, and that just made my day.
There you go.
But first of all, I would like to say thank you to the station. Thank you to McCain Childress. What a great young person that she is. I'm sure she'll be very successful at whatever endeavor, you know.
Thank you.
I mean, I think she's going to be great. My prayers are with her. She's doing such a great job. And a 10-year-old kid to be doing this. And that's just fantastic. And then I also want to throw out a little bit.
Think about this, okay? She went to Caitlin and learned about this whole situation. And she was told, you know, she asked, well, what's it take to basically raise, train, keep one of these dogs for their lifetime? And she was told, $100,000. And so, you know, a 12 or 13 year old said, okay, well, I can do that. I'll raise that $100,000 for one of them and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, but I just think that's fantastic. And, you know, Walt, I know you know that I'm kind of a dog guy, but I also like cats, and I've got cats. I can't have dogs where I live. But I love all pets, you know, and animals. I just think that's great what she's doing. One other quick thing, and then I'm going to make a few comments, and then let I'll get off of here. Out with in the masonry field, if he needs anything, tell him to let me know or we can get in contact. Certain things that I might be able to help him with, and I'll be able to help him with, donate, whatever. And I think he's also doing a great job, and I love his commentary. I think he's just a great guy, too. But, Walt, real quick, can we talk about the Derby for a minute? Do you have any, like, a long shot that you're looking at or a couple favorites that you're looking at?
Of course, but I'm not ready to reveal them as yet. I actually made my picks in my own head. I made my picks about 2 weeks ago, but I'm still rolling around a couple ideas. So I'm not ready to reveal my Derby picks as yet, but they're coming.
Okay. Well, I just hope I can at least hear them before Friday. Which I think that should be possible. Then the other thing I was going to talk about real quick, you did a list of, what, the 100 top draft choices. Am I getting that correct? I don't want to sound like Big Bad Bob and get everything all messed up, but the 100 that you turned into deck, 100 top draft choices?
Well, I'm in the National Huddle Report contest every year, and that is the tail of the tape on the grading system on who actually knows what about the draft. And all of the biggest names, it's an invitation only deal. All of the biggest names in the country, all the Kuipers and the McShays, and previously the Mayocks, and now the Daniel Jeremiahs, etc. They're all Lance Zierlein. All the people that you see on the networks, they're all in this deal. And the top 100 is just as it seems. It'll be the first 100 players taken in the draft. And the idea is, do I successfully identify as large a number of those 100 as you can? That's one part of the contest. It's the part I value. It's the part I value the most. And we've consistently beaten those people, and I don't have any ties or connections, and they do. But that's all up for grabs again this week, and we'll see how it plays out.
That's why the Upstate has you in the hierarchy, however you say that, of the draft. because you got it and they ain't. You look at 300 guys, you know, possibly. And that's my next point. List making ain't easy. You got to do a lot of research. You know, I scared you to death when I told you I looked at 250 or 70 tag teams. And you're like, you're not going to do 270 tag teams. I'm like, no way. There ain't no dang way I'm going to do 270 tag teams. But researching lists is hard work.
Yeah, well, look, what it is for me, okay, on this deal is, you know, part of it is the regular life I lead. I mean, I watch film of football players. You know, that's what I do. I mean, I all season long. So this is a, you know, this is a year long thing for me. I watch all the games. I watch the teams. I make evaluations and analysis on it. And I've had people ask me to do work for them. Scouts have asked me. Or agents have asked me, and et cetera. But what I do is, I do all that. But then you get to this point, and everything gets ramped up. So I have to watch, I have to do film study of all these players because nobody is, I'm not speaking to any general managers like all these other cats are who are being fed information. So I have to do it the old-fashioned way. I have to do the film study, and you know, and again, the these are guys work. I'm sorry.
The legwork. I mean, the film studies. I mean, that's what I've been doing my list almost for like 6 months now, and I'm still not all the way done. But you know, like my list of the 100 greatest tag teams, I'm representing 20 countries and 6 continents. You know, the only continent not represented is Antarctica. And my theory is there must not be a whole lot of professional wrestling fans in Antarctica. But
apparently
I'm not sure. I don't think there's a lot of people that live down there. I don't really know. Never been to Antarctica. Don't care to go. Well, what a great show. And like I said,
thank you, Roy.
List making ain't easy. And just keep it great. Thank you, friend. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Roy. I appreciate the kind words. Yeah, again, you know, if for people who don't know, as I said, it's the Huddle Report contest. It's invitation only, and it's the prestigious national contest of which all these people are engaged, and it's a challenge, and the reward is just in the winning or the losing or the placing, you know, and again we've come close. We've come very close now to winning either the top 100 or the mock draft. And the goal is to be in the 5-year running average, the cumulative, and we're there. I think I'm tied for 8th, I want to say, nationally in the top 100. I think I'm actually tied with Lance Zierlein of the NFL Network at 84.4 and not all that far behind the person who's in first. I'll also, in the 5-year rotation, I will drop my lowest score this year and replace it with something hopefully that's better, but we'll see about that. But that should allow me to make a little bit of a move up. And the same thing is true in the mock draft thing. And last year in the mock draft contest, which you can actually follow live, when we do the show on Thursday night, you can also go right to the Huddle Report, and they do live updating, live scorekeeping on a pick-by-pick basis. And the people who were following it last year as the draft unfold kept telling me where we were. Remember, Rona, we kept getting all the messages about where we were in the standings, and we led the nation for most of the night. For at least half of the night, we led, and then we tanked late. We tanked and finished 6th or 7th in the nation, the contest. Now, again, we beat all the big names, which is really, you know, that's my first thing. I want to beat the Kuipers and McShays and the Daniel Jeremiahs because he's the replacement for Mayock with the NFL Network. And I had beaten Mayock 3 straight years when Mayock became the general manager of the Raiders. So, that's the first call. But then ultimately it's to win the whole thing. And those people aren't winning the whole thing. You know, and I don't really know the people who have won, who are sit atop right now. I don't really know who they are. The Huddle Report itself, the people who run it are also in it, and they're ranked highly. Ramona thinks that's not right. Every time I say that, she thinks that's a conflict of interest. But no. Look, I trust those people. They're good. They're good people. But the bottom line is, you know, we've flirted with it, and you know, it's funny, Ramona, because I remember saying like a week ago.
It is. I know it is. I just got what you meant. It is a conflict of interest. I mean,
well, I'm okay.
I guess
okay
they're
with
allowed
that.
To put their own entry in. I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, it's their baby, and I like the people. So, but when we,
so you're saying it's okay for them to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that. Yeah, and you know, I on the top 100 deal, I really thought I was settled. I think twice in the last 2 weeks, I thought I was settled. And I just kept looking at it and looking at it and looking at it, which is what I do. And then I keep tinkering with it. I keep, even today, this is what happened, Ramon, today, okay? I get to a point where I can't look at it anymore. Where it's not being fruitful, it's not a positive for me to keep looking at it, because that's what happens. And frequently I'll make changes that wind up hurting me. And I don't know how that's going to play out this year. I don't know. I mean, you know, when I say changes that wind up hurting me, you know, these are things I've changed 30 times previously. You know, again, the side of the dividing line, do I keep it on? Do I keep a guy on the positive side of the 100, or do I move him to the opposite side? And frequently the way it's worked is when I've missed, you know, some of these people, when they miss, they have guys who wind up being drafted 250th. When I miss, I'm generally missing at 101, 102, 103, 104, 105. In other words, I'm just missing. I'm right there. And it's just an issue of whether the thing is going to tilt my way or not. Now, this year, there's a little more uncertainty. And there are guys that I just think are tough evaluations. Like Kendrick Green, who's a offensive guard / center for Illinois. Really athletic guy. Super athletic guy. Maybe the most athletic offensive lineman in the draft. Played mostly guard. Projects more as a center. Because he's not a big dude. He's 6'2 and 305 or something of that sort. And he's a tough evaluation for me. I don't know what side of that line I should have him on. I think he's athletically, he's terrific. But he's also not a big guy. And he has played some center. The center is a little bit of a projection because he's mainly played guard. And quite honestly, he's a little small for guard by an NFL standard. But he's a tough evaluation because I think he does project as a center. And he can do some things as a center that no one else in the draft can do. And he was on the outside of he was on the outside of my 100, Ramona. And then the last few days, he was on the inside. And quite honestly, he was one of the last guys I was tinkering with today. And as we speak right now, since I don't have it in front of me, I can't remember whether I kept him or dumped him. I can't remember. Honestly, I think I know. I think I know what I did with him. But I'll keep that to myself for the time being. Tiger Greg, you'll be up first as soon as we get back. Waltip Tula Road Rage. We will take a quick break. Before we do, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. For all your roofing needs, is Gilstrap. No one does it like Gilstrap. Father-son business, 4 generations of roofers. That's all they do. They don't do bathroom remodels. They don't do kitchen remodels. They do roofs. And they're the best in the industry. And, you know, I have people send me photos of the new roofs Gilstrap put on their home, and they're just thrilled. You know, from an aesthetic standpoint, it's the most important element of your home. It keeps all the bad things out, vital. I get a lot of calls, messages from people who need Gilstrap's number in an emergency because you do as I did, as opposed to what I say. Do as I say, not what I did. Because I found out the hard way with the water damage. Ramona found out the hard way with the water damage. Salazar David, really, his home was badly damaged by rainwater that came in through his roof and damaged two floors. Do not let this happen to you. Take advantage of the free Gilstrap checkup. Find out. Head it off. You know, if there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. 269-1232, 269-1232. Tiger Greg, you're up first. We get back. Waltip Tula Road Rage.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for all your outdoor projects. They have the right products to protect your plants and landscaping during the winter months while retaining moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress design specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
Saving money and offering great selection is what Ingles is all about. It's that time of year to savor Vidalia onions. They're great on the grill or with just about anything from your kitchen. Save with your Ingles Advantage card at just 78 cents a pound. Pair them on the grill with whole boneless pork loin, only $1.98 a pound, or USDA Choice Whole Beef Tenderloin, $11.98 a pound. The Ingles Produce Department has red seedless grapes at 98 cents a pound, delicious beefsteak tomatoes, $1.28 a pound, and organic apples. Get a bag for just $3.48. Need some dessert? Pet ice cream, two for $6, and old-fashioned pound cake, two for $5. Ingles is your locally owned grocery choice, based just up the road in Black Mountain. Savings throughout the store on Ingles brand Laura Lynn products. Locations throughout the upstate, Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
If you're like many people, dealing with your lawn is a major hassle each spring, whether it's brown spots, grub worms, bare patches, or never-ending weeds. Your lawn could be the talk of the neighborhood with your own custom lawn care program from Sunday. What I like about Sunday is how easy it is to use. It's customized for your lawn, and it's full of natural ingredients. You just go to GetSunday.com, enter your home address, and their free lawn analysis tool takes care of the rest in seconds. Sunday uses soil and climate data to create a nutrient plan tailored for your lawn. Sunday explains what you get and why. Then you attach the ready-to-use pouch to your garden hose and spray. Let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Visit GetSunday.com/Walt to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. at getsunday.com/Walt.
This weekend, the Clemson Tigers play host to the Louisville Cardinals inside Doug Kingsmore Stadium. Louisville is always a tough test in ACC play, and with only one more home series remaining for the Tigers, they look to come out on top. Each broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to first pitch. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch Clemson baseball all season long right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
Covering our bases on three great signals, 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Walt Diptula Road Rage, we are back. You want in, you can still get in a half hour to do so. Tiger Greg will get to you in a minute and get in the Vibe broadband communication phone lines. Before I go to Greg, let me tell you about Roto-Rooter. 24/7, 365, that's where it starts. Roto-Rooter is the only plumber anyone knows, anyone trusts. The only plumber anyone knows, only plumber anyone's ever heard of. People try to copy that name. They try and borrow it. They try and paint their vehicles to look like it. They try and replicate that surname any way they can because they want to live off Roto-Rooter's reputation. You don't get to do that. In the upstate of South Carolina, the same family has owned the franchise for over 30 years and has been treating people the right way. I have unsolicited testimonials on Roto-Rooter and their expertise to the end of time. They're the septic system experts. They don't just clean the tanks. They clean the lines. They weren't born yesterday. They've been doing it the right way since 1935. And again, same family, Clemson alumni, have owned the franchise for well over 30 years in the upstate and been treating people the right way. Can you get your plumber 24/7, 365? If not, what good is it? He, she. What good are they? You don't get to choose your emergencies. The day is covered by an 8-hour workday. That means that 2/3 of the day, 67%, is not covered. So want to guess where your emergencies are going to turn out to be? Roto-Rooter's coming. 24/7, 365. Live human being answers your call and directs help on the way to you. This is who they are. They'll help you. Residential, commercial, doesn't matter. If it's your job, it's significant. They'll be glad to help you. Call my friends at Roto-Rooter, 864-288-7686. 864-288-7686. It's Roto-Rooter. Tiger Greg. Greg, how are you?
I'm doing good. Walt, just a plug for Roto-Rooter. I had called them one time, and they was extremely busy and told me they could get to me a little later on that day, but asking me what was going on, and I told them, and they told me how to fix my problem without even coming out. They never sent me a bill, nothing. I mean, how many people does that?
Terrific. Yeah.
And don't expect everybody for that to happen, but, you know, they were in a pinch that day. They helped me out free, and if I ever need a plumber, that's who I'll call.
Thank you, Greg.
But anyway, Walt, I'm almost embarrassed to even call today with all that we've got going on. What a great young lady you've had on this, raising this money, and what a, I mean, as usual, y'all do the best job in the United States of raising money. I don't think nobody can top the Roar. I really don't, and the listeners. But
well, you know, we have a competitive advantage, Greg, and you know what it is? It's that the people of the upstate of South Carolina are so unbelievably generous every time they're called on for help.
You're absolutely right, Walt. And that's why I love to call it home. I really do. It's unbelievable. But, you know, I had tweeted you last night. I know my son, you know, he was in a horrific baseball accident March 1st.
I can't believe he's back. I can't believe he's back already.
Okay. 2 weeks before he decided to play, he would have told you I'll never play again. Then he told his mom he wanted to play, asked would we call the doctor. Well, she calls me on the phone crying and saying, what do we do? I say, well, he's a couple of months from 18. We let him do what he wants to do, and we support him. I said, you know, if the doctor approves it, I'm good with it. So we call the doctor. The doctor said, yeah, it's been over 6 weeks. He can play. So you think the kid would never want to pitch again, right? So Friday night was his first night that he could actually do anything. So they let him throw bullpen, and he threw like 35 bullpen pitches during the game. Well, last night we were in Traveler's Rest getting the crap beat out of us, and about the sixth inning. So they brought him in just to see how he would do, and the coach was nervous. He called me over and said, he won't wear his mask. You know, he had a protective mask. I said, you know, it's him. Let him do what he wants to do. I said, I wouldn't wear it neither, you know, myself, but let him go. He pitched two innings. He had four strikeouts, one ground ball out, one hit batter, and I think it might have been semi-intentional. I'm not sure with all the frustration he's been through. I'm not going to say it was, but I'm not going to say it wasn't. But anyway, I mean, he pitched like seven or eight batters with four strikeouts, no walks.
Yeah.
I mean, for somebody that went, his coach texted me after the game and said, that's the most incredible thing I've ever seen, because I would have never thought he would be willing to pitch, much less come out there and totally dominate a team like he did. And this team was crushing the ball. They already had 10 runs. And, I mean, he shut them down. And I'm just so proud of him and so thankful.
Yeah, you should be, Greg. It's a great comeback story. Absolutely thrilled for your son and for your family. Congratulations to all of you.
All right. Well, keep doing what you're doing. Thanks.
Thank you, Greg. You know, for those who don't know, and I knew it wasn't long ago. I can't believe this kid's back on the hill. It's just like impossible. It's another of these, you know, these. We've seen some impossible actions by young people as part of the show today, and learned of their stories. And Greg's son is another perfect example of this. This kid took a line drive back through the mound to the face. It fractured all sorts of elements of his face. I mean, he, 100 miles an hour right to the face. I mean, when I saw the video, it's horrific. I mean, horrific. And this kid's already back pitching. It's just, you know, you talk about human courage. I mean, that's what it's about. It's impossible. It's all these young people doing impossible things. And then it does make you understand, Ramona, when you get some of these people who call in and they'll talk about, well, today's athletes, you know, and you'll see some major leaguer, you know, sitting out, you know, a week with a hangnail or whose luxury hotel accommodations left his back feeling sore in the morning, not mentioning any names, Tripper. No. But and then you get this kid who's not doing it for pay, who's doing it just for the love of the sport. He takes a line drive to the face that basically breaks his face. And 6 weeks later, he's back on the hill. It's unbelievable. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial, my guy Greg Wales. Greg Wales, 100% independent advisor. Greg will design the plan that fits your financial picture. Every personal financial situation is different. You need a different up-to-date plan, not some cookie-cutter one-size-fits-all program. Financial planning is more than just choosing your investments. It's a big-picture analysis of your entire financial world. Investments minimize the risk from bad stocks and funds. How about Social Security? There are 314 different ways a married couple can begin to accept their benefits. How, as a layperson, will you ever navigate that? The answer is you will not. There's no way to. You've done the right thing your whole life. Don't blow it now at the finish. Get the advice you need to capitalize to make the right decision. Health insurance, Medicare planning, what's best for you? Life insurance. We protect your family from dying too young. Vital. Retirement planning, getting the income you need upon retirement, estate planning, being certain your heirs get what's theirs and minimize probate taxes. College planning for your children and grandchildren to maximize college financial aid opportunities. Kiwi Financial Group's on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. Call my friend Greg Wales and Kiwi Financial today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043. 654-5043 or toll-free 800-585-5816 or stop in their office in Clemson, 402 Pendleton Road, right next door to Max Diamond. You know, I have some other things I want to get to if time allows, but, you know, let me just mention like a couple other players here on the board because I'm looking at the board just to show you the kinds of decisions that they're involved here. You have a cornerback named Marco Wilson who has missed some playing time in the past, who plays for Florida, or did. And Marco is pretty good in coverage. He has some difficulty getting lined up correctly, it would seem at times, but he's pretty good in coverage. He's a insane athlete. I think his RAS score, his relative athletic score, was like a perfect 10. If it wasn't, it was just under a perfect 10. I mean, he ran like 4.35. His vertical leap was like 44 inches. His broad jump was 11-something, 11.7, 11, whatever it was. In all measures of athletic explosiveness, he tests off the charts. He's also over 6 feet tall, about 6'1", and probably 195 pounds or so. He is, athletic-wise, everything you look for in an NFL cornerback. He has it all. Except he doesn't like contact.
How do you what? How do you play football and not like
is a conscientious objector to all things related to tackling because that's just what I see on film.
It's gonna happen sometimes.
Yeah, see, look, if you're Deion Sanders, you can get away with that, but if you're Marco Wilson, you can't. And so when I look at him athletically, that's the living, breathing definition of a top 100 player. When I look at his willingness to engage in any sort of physical contact, I mean, honestly, Marco goes out of his way to make sure that he doesn't engage in physical contact.
Does he run? He basically does run away.
You know,
that's terrible.
And, you know, and I'm watching game after game after game.
How does he
game
get that film. Far being not brave,
well,
I should say?
Well, that's the point. Because, you know, again, I look at his athleticism and his size and I think, man, I want to put him in my top 100. But I just can't because he's just not a football player. I just don't know what you do with him. I mean, you know, again, so ultimately he was on the outside for me too, because I just can't justify putting him in a contact game when you don't want any contact.
Now, remember, does everybody know that he runs away?
Because, well, you know,
there's a thing there.
Yeah. See, that's the other part of it. That's the part of it that I always have trouble rationalizing is that, you know, all of these dumb XGMs that you hear everywhere on the radio, they're XGMs for a reason. The reason is they make stupid choices. And so, you know, that's the dilemma. And, you know, there are a number of players like that that I've had to consider that they're, quite frankly, I watch on film and I don't like. But I have to acknowledge the possibility that that some of these soon
make
to
you mad if somebody takes.
Oh, it does. Like the Cleveland Browns that year. We talked about this.
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns
that year when I finally, and they cost me this title, the mock draft title, several times. But the year that I finally thought I outsmarted their dumbness, I thought I outplayed their stupidity was when I knew that they were too dumb to stand there. There were 8 elite players that year. I knew they were too dumb to just stay pat and take one of the 8. I knew they would trade down. And I had it figured, Ramona. And they traded down to 15. And I had a target for them at 15. In fact, the target was Conklin. And so I had them, Ramona. This time I had them. I knew they were too stupid to stay at 8. No. They traded down to 15, and I had their guy, and it was all lined up.
Yeah, you knew
they
were
going to
trade the first time.
Yeah, because I figured out their stupidity, and I had made it through it, and I was going to win despite their stupidity. And then they doubled down on stupid, and I was unprepared for their doubling down. I thought, no, there's no way. There's no way you're going to trade. there's no way you're going to trade out of the first Super 8 players, and then you're also going to trade out of the top 15. There's no way you're going to do that to draft a fourth-round wide receiver, a guy I had graded as, like, player number 175 or 150 or whatever the hell he was, a guy I had graded that low, and then they did. Then they did. They traded down a second time in the first round, and they drafted a wide receiver who was, again, in my mind, in my grade, either a fourth or fifth round wide receiver. By the way, 2 years later, that dude was out of the league. 2 years later, that dude is out of the league. So, yeah, that's the dilemma. You can't – some of these people are just so stupid that it's almost impossible – to figure what their level of stupidity is going to be. Walt Iptula, Road Rage. We're late. Quick break.
Repower with a new Tohatsu and feel the wind. Tohatsu Upward offers four stroke motors from 2.5 to 250 horsepower, and they've been building motors since 1956. They offer a 5-year warranty, simplex technology, and reliability, dependability, and simplicity. Now is the time to get a new Tohatsu motor with low monthly payments. Financing is available, and we accept all major credit and debit cards. Call Oscar at McCurry's Outboard in Anderson. Call 864-225-8704 and let's deal.
A lot has happened since 1963, including a load of bugs exterminated by Clark's Termite and Pest Control's team of professionals. Termites, roaches, and mosquitoes are at the top of our hit list, but we also remove ticks, fleas, and ants as well. Let us find the solution that's right for your home. Call us at 864-233-2847 or visit us at clarkspest.com. That's clarkspest.com to get rid of termites, roaches, mosquitoes, fleas, ants, and ticks from your yard and home. Get your free quote today.
If you're a local business owner in the upstate, you know how important it is to work with local, experienced people you can count on. Pinecrest Foods' mission is to sell the best quality products with the best delivery service possible. All their products are supplied by local companies we know and love, like Clemson's Best Ice Cream and Carolina Pride Hot Dogs, proud to serve all channels and formats from hospital to restaurant, grocery to convenience store. Find out more about the Pinecrest difference. Visit pinecrestfoods.com.
Sunstoppers Window Tinting is the fastest growing and largest privately owned window tinting company in America. And they're as easy to find as 123 in Easley. Ask Brad and Ben from the press box on the Roar. They both had several vehicles done upright by Garrett and his team at Sunstoppers, as well as a famous coach or two. Over 23 years in business, taking care of folks like you as easy as 123. Sunstoppers. Online at sunstoppers.com or call 630-3164.
For Mother's Day, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 8 years in a row. Their staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or mini holiday packages, the Modern Mama, or Ladies Day In packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Mother's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson, Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. She's been part of your life from the very start, and that's why we love and honor our mothers. Remember yours this Mother's Day with something special from Reed's Jewelers. Diamonds in a ring, necklace, or earrings are a great choice. Perhaps a new bracelet or a watch. There's something for your mother at Reed's Jewelers, making moms happy for over 75 years. Show your mom your love with a gift from Reed's Jewelers in the center of Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that we can give our daughters everything they need to grow and learn. But not every child can focus on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's one in six. School lunch might be their only meal each day. And it's heartbreaking to imagine any child going to bed hungry. We're dreaming of a perfect day when kids can smile, play, and just be kids without worrying about where their next meal will come from. Feeding America is working to make that perfect day a reality.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. That food is given to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about doing things that make an ordinary day extraordinary. Learning to play an instrument, building a sandcastle, hosting tea parties. Hunger should never be an obstacle to growing up.
You can help end childhood hunger in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.
Tula Road Rage. Let me give you the situation here. Maybe Ramona will have an update if she can get this figured out. But the text line again backed up an hour ago. So the last bit I have on the furniture restoration by Chris Honan at Broken Oak Restoration, full furniture piece restoration that I see is $150, because again, the text line shut down at that point. So if you, my point is this, if you have bid, I don't know if Ramona's going to get this, be able to figure this out live during the rest of the show. If you have sent me an additional bid on that and you want your bid to be recognized, you're going to need to call Ramona via phone and let me know what that bid is. All right. Because otherwise, again, I said I would close that for $400. I have no way of knowing whether the text line bid made an additional bid on that or not. As is, the bid is $150. If nothing advances that bid, if you sent a text, call Ramona right now. If you sent a text previously to up that bid, call Ramona right now. Or if you're desirous of upping that bid, call Ramona right now, because again, in 8 minutes, I'll close it out, and the winner will be Texter 908, who bid $150 for it. And that's the last item we have up for bid. Oh, okay. Okay. I gotcha. Okay. That was over the phone. Okay. All right. So that's where we stand right now with that. If you want to advance that, you have a few minutes to do so. Otherwise, it's been a banner day. We appreciate everything that McCain Childress has done and her insane efforts, and we're glad to be a part of this drive. And we thank all of you in the upstate for your insane generosity, as always. A couple of things. One, a very sad note. Geno Hayes, former Florida State Seminole, Tampa Bay Buccaneer, 33 years old, Ramona, 33 years old, with two children, died of liver failure. Just a terrible story. He apparently, and I know the things that people think when they first hear that, apparently alcohol not a factor in this. He has a family history of liver-related issues, and he did take painkillers for much of his career playing football that apparently were part of the issue, and gone way too soon at the age of 33 years old. There's a lot of chatter about Buffalo and Travis Etienne as we approach the draft. you know, I would keep things, these certain things in mind. It is liar season. No team intent on drafting Travis Etienne is going to telegraph their plans by telling the world that they're desirous of moving up 8-10 spots to take him. They're just not going to leak that information out. Is it conceivable, based on the things that the Bills hierarchy has said, that they would be interested in Travis Etienne? Absolutely. They feel that they have a lack of explosiveness at the position with Singletary and Moss. Go ahead.
We have a bid for $200 for the furniture restoration.
Cool. A bid of $200 for the furniture restoration. To the original bidder who bid $150, if you want to get in on that, you still have a chance to do it. We have a few minutes left. So it's the volley is to you. Do as you will with it. We appreciate all of your bids. But, you know, again, the way this draft is going to work in regard to the running backs is you're going to have three backs taken between 18 and 42. In all likelihood, in that range. And they could be extremely bunched together, as we said the other day in the conversation with Eric Macklin. And, you know, I think conventional wisdom has none of these backs going in round one. But again, that remains to be seen. And you'll learn what I do in the next couple of days. But and I do have a plan. I mean, really, it's done, to be honest. And I've already put these running backs with the respective teams I think are going to draft them at the various points that I think they'll be drafted at. Do I think Buffalo has a need for Travis Etienne? Absolutely. Do I think it's likely that someone jumps 8 spots, 10 spots for a running back? No, I don't. I don't see that. I think that sort of defies everything that we've come to learn about the modern era of football. I find that highly unlikely that anyone is making that type of jump for running back. And if they were, again, they're certainly not going to tell anybody that, you know. So that seems less than logical to me. I would not expect that. I'm not saying that Buffalo wouldn't take Travis Etienne if he fell to them. I am saying I find it highly unlikely that Buffalo would jump 8 spots, 9 spots, 10 spots to get ahead of teams that, again, you don't know if they have any interest in running back, nor do you know where the interest level would really begin. I mean, where are you going to jump to? You're going to jump to what? To head off who? The Jets? Okay, what if Miami takes them at 18? See, that. Just logically, anyone who understands the draft knows that that doesn't make sense. So, again, I think Buffalo could draft Travis Etienne in a live draft as he begins to move closer to them. But I wouldn't expect any dramatic jump up by the Bills to do so. I find it unlikely. Let me get Lincoln in here for a minute before the show wraps up, and I have one more matter of business to take care of. Lincoln, how are you?
Good, Walt. How are you?
Good, Lincoln. Appreciate you getting in.
So I'm going to make it short. I just wanted to tell you good luck in your competition.
Thank you.
I did get the invitation, so I'll actually be competing against you. So that should be fun.
Well, good.
You'll probably destroy me, but hopefully well, hey, I can just beat Pro Football Focus.
Well, I'm confident. I have much more confidence in you, Lincoln, than I do in many of the other competitors.
I appreciate it, Walt.
Good job, Lincoln. Congratulations. Lincoln's podcast is being promoted on the Huddle Report as well. You know, it's amazing.
Isn't that something? That's fantastic for him.
Yeah, we've seen it all day long. Okay, in every way, shape, form, we have seen. You know, sometimes I think we think like, oh, the world is in terrible shape, and sometimes there's reason to feel that way, and then you get renewed when you realize that there's so many young people doing such incredible things. I mean, things that when you think back to what you were like at the same age, you just think, how is that possible? How is it possible, like, that a 12-year-old goes to an organization and says, here's that, well, it takes $100,000 to basically raise one of these German Shepherd dogs, and her answer is, oh, I can do that. Okay. All right. It's a different time. Hey, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Better yet, let Todd tell you. Todd wrote this. Great experience today with this dealer, and especially Patrick Langley. I was offered a fair trade price for my truck based on my feedback to them and accompanying photos. The price for the new truck was very fair with no added fees that you find at most dealers. I handled the majority of my deal via the web, and when I arrived at the dealership for trade and delivery, everything was as discussed previously. The new truck was in great shape, clean as could be, full of fuel for my return trip home. Overall, incredible experience. I'd recommend George Coleman Ford to anyone and would recommend Patrick for a great personal car buying experience. It's George Coleman Ford, Traveler's Rest. They've been doing it the right way for 90 years. Name me another car dealership that's been in business for 90 years. I doubt you can. And 90 years from now, they'll still be in business because the ultimate secret is they treat people the right way. And that works in every phase of life. Walt Iptula, Road Rage, we're done. John Haidt will join me for a mock draft tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
What's going on? Hour number two of our radio program. Zach Gelb Show right here. Where else? CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live, as always, from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. Jaguars with the first pick. I think they're taking Trevor Lawrence. In at number two, the JTS.